This is John Costa from Citizens Eye, and we're here today on the first floor of Apex House in the centre of Leicester at the Community Media Training School that opened today. So it's very exciting, and I'm here with the new editor of Citizens Eye, Simon Parker. How are you?
Fine, John. Thank you.
Good. Congratulations on taking over as the editor.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the Community Media Training School and what you think it's going to allow us to do in Leicester.
Well, we've just been talking about how different it is from having our previous newsroom. When you come in here now, it really does look like a newsroom, and we've got access to training rooms as well. So it's a much better feel, a much better layout, I think. We've got access to more computers, and there's space for more if we need to. So it's much more fit for purpose for delivering community news locally and training people.
Now, a lot of the training that we've done previously over the last 5 years since founding is in libraries. We've used community centres, and we have our regular Tuesday community news cafe, don't we, at the Coffee Republic. What do you think the opportunity really is here? Why will it be different being able to bring people into a dedicated newsroom space?
Well, precisely that. It looks like it's what it's for. It does look like a newsroom. There's access to training rooms. It's the kind of space that people will take more seriously. And like you say, it's only been launched today. A few people have seen photographs of it, and they've immediately connected with it more so than before, basically just dealing with one room. I mean, in the past we've either been in spaces that were pretty good for delivering training but not for an office, and vice versa. So this is a good combination of the two.
Now, moving forward, we're looking to have a training brochure that builds on a lot of the free sessions, like the Facebook in 40 minutes, Twitter in 20 minutes, we've done at the News Cafe. And what sort of things will we be looking to offer in the brochure, do you think, that anyone interested in volunteering as a community reporter will particularly be interested in?
I think they'll be really interested in the kind of model that I've been developing, sort of like a pop-up magazine created in a couple of hours of an afternoon, which we trialled a couple of years back. We're down at Thurnby Lodge, and I've discussed it with other people. Because having conversations with the Down Not Out news agency that's working with kind of homeless, with Action Homeless, I put it to them about kind of more formal based training, and you know, that wouldn't really engage a lot of the service users. But if we said to them, right, we're going to meet up, we're going to have access to a kettle, coffee, some newspapers, you know, some local stories that we might want to discuss. And we're just going to, all you need to do is bring yourself along, you know, have an opinion, and we'll get it together into, say, 5 short articles in a couple of hours.
Now, the people I've mentioned the newsroom to and its role in the Community Media Training School got particularly interested and excited about the whole, there'll be a timescale to it. So from when you turn up there, there's a timescale. So we're starting to get into that almost like newsroom feel of, you know, there's deadlines and things like that, rather than sort of training, which sometimes can amble on for hours. This is very specific and very tight. And also what I like about the training rooms is by keeping them very empty, very generic, we can pop up a newsroom, different people, and then take it into a training space if we need to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is important to have set times. I mean, not to the extent whereby it's really onerous and people immediately come in and they think, we've got to produce 5 stories in an hour and a half. If it takes a few weeks to get up to more stories, then that's all well and good. We can start with one story, and as people get more confident, you know, we can move on to one, and then maybe sort of like set people individual tasks. So it's a good way of, you know, working as a team and or developing the skills for somebody to work on their own more.
Now, one of the things we've spoke about quite a bit over the last sort of 2 years, really, while thinking about a community media training school and the place to have it, is not only the opportunity for individuals to get involved, you know, like either just members of the public or people that are interested in, you know, photography or filmmaking or writing, but bringing in groups of people that are naturally already working together or volunteering together around, like, you know, maybe a particular service user group for people with disabilities, or it might be a carers group that meets to talk things like, you know, I'm thinking of Julian's How Are You Today mental health group as well, to be able to get those people to come in en masse for some sort of training.
Well, yeah, because they can actually do two things at the same time. They can have their meeting, capture it, and get some, you know, write an article about it, or, you know, some promotion material, write a press release or something they're doing. So it's a good way of getting a, having a meeting with an end result.
Now, one of the funniest things that I always try and explain to people is that they come to you with this idea of having a radio station. Yeah. And then when you explain to them they don't need a radio booth, they don't need a mast, they don't need an aerial, they don't need a license and stuff. All they need is literally what we're doing now, creating something on audio booth, sitting around having a conversation. Ultimately, it's about taking it down to the lowest common denominator, which is people with information being able to let people listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think audio booth's fantastic because it does give that platform to people. I still think there's, you know, relevant times when you might want to use a studio, but something like this for generating content to use when you're in the studio is perfect because it really is a simple way of capturing, you know, people's stories that you can also then use for, say, written articles or, you know, use in other media. So the more the merrier, basically.
Now, obviously, I'm recording this on an iPhone, you know, and we're using the Audioboo app. Yeah. Now, a lot of the people I feel that would benefit from community media and the opportunity has the people normally known as the audience to get involved in creating the news that's about them, that's important to them. Technology and access to technology is still a barrier, and the library goes some way to that. Do you think we're taking it even further for people that are, you know, affected by sort of, you know, got a mental illness or they're recovering from any form of illness, long-term unemployed, and that's really where we fit in this Apex House with Apex Works, the charity?
Yeah, well, one thing we've definitely noticed over the last few years is the fact that people can use media, A, to develop their skills, but probably even before that, to develop their social skills, a way of meeting people, talking to people, interacting with people, debating with people, negotiating with people. And it's all those life skills that can be a real, you know, the really important first step in kind of moving towards getting a job or going on a course, a more formal course. So yeah, and we've seen all that, so really important.
Okay, just finish off, tell me about this calendar that you've been hawking around the newsroom showing everyone about, because I know you're particularly proud of it.
I am particularly proud of it, and I was talking to the, it was done in partnership with Somewhere Too, which is a national project to get young people to use spaces, virtual and physical, to do the things they want to do. And I worked with the regional coordinator, Tina Barton, on that, and we were helping a young graphic designer who hadn't had any opportunities to put her skills into practice, into accessing work from Leicester Prison and Glenparva Youth Offending Institute in Leicester. So it's been a real partnership of lots of organisations, and I think Tina and I call it our minor miracle. You know, it's like, it's a really important thing to have done to make the connections between inside and outside prisons, both to illustrate the creativity inside and linking it to somebody who's looking to do something and develop their skills outside. So really important. I'm really proud of it.
And what kind of work is it that's on display?
In the calendar, there's artwork and writing from both establishments. And basically, it's almost like a calling card for more things we can do, because we've made those links now with those partners, you know, which includes the prison service, city and county councils, you know, Citizens Eye, Somewhere Too, What Box participation. It takes a lot of involvement to get those things out, but now that's been made, that connection, we're maybe looking towards doing something like a newsletter or a newspaper working with the prison service, which will be pretty amazing, I think.
Okay. And it's still only Monday.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much, Simon. Congratulations again.
Cheers.